In our gospel today, we hear the mission statement of Jesus. This gospel takes place right at the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. So he was baptized, then he goes into the desert to be tempted for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he comes back to Galilee and he starts preaching. And the gospel today picks up when he comes to Nazareth, to his hometown, and word about this preacher is already getting around. And on the Sabbath day, he comes to the synagogue there in Nazareth, the place where he grew up, where he would have gone to synagogue every single Saturday as a kid and a young adult. And there, he reads a passage from the prophet Isaiah. This passage he reads is one of the most well-known messianic prophecies, something that Isaiah wrote hundreds of years before the time of Jesus, talking about what the Messiah would come to do. And so Jesus gets up and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." And then he sits back down and all the eyes of the synagogue are focused on him. And they're like, what is he going to say? We've heard about this guy preaching in Galilee. He's come back home. This guy we know, this guy we grew up with. And then he says, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." He's saying it's fulfilled in your hearing. He is the one. He is the Messiah that Isaiah wrote about. He's come to fulfill these things and do these things. He's saying, I'm the one that you've been waiting centuries for. Thus, this passage here becomes the very mission statement of Jesus, what he's going to do all throughout his public ministry. There are four things we can pull out from this mission statement, from this passage of Isaiah, of Jesus. The first one that Jesus has come to do: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, number one, to bring glad tidings to the poor. To bring glad tidings to the poor. It's the first thing that Jesus has come to do, the first aspect of this mission statement. Notice it says, bring glad tidings to the poor. It doesn't say, bring food to the poor or bring money to the poor. Those are good things. He'll talk about them later in the gospel. But he begins with, bring glad tidings, bring good news to the poor. Who are the poor that he's speaking about here? You see, there is a poverty that's way worse than material poverty. That's spiritual poverty in the negative sense. What's worse than not having food or not having shelter? The worst poverty in the world is not having God. To not have God in my life is the worst kind of poverty. And Jesus says, I've come to bring glad tidings to the poor. Who are the poor? We're the poor, all of us. Because without God in my life, without Jesus Christ in my life, I am utterly poor. But with him, I'm filled with joy. This is a topic I feel like I could preach about every single Sunday. The topic of joy, the glad tidings that Jesus brings. How many people have left the church? How many people have walked away from the faith because they don't see the Christian life? They don't see a life lived in the Catholic Church as a source of joy, but they see it as a source of boring, lame, old-fashioned, stupid. No, it's none of those things. When I truly live my faith, I'm filled with the joy that only Jesus Christ can bring. And without him, I am utterly poor. He's come to bring glad tidings to the poor. Secondly, he sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, to let the oppressed go free. Jesus comes to bring freedom. What kind of freedom? Freedom from bondage, from chains. What kind of chains? The worst kind of bondage in this world is the chains of sin. Sin is like an addiction. It can hold us bound. It can keep us from doing what we are created to do. In fact, addictions are really the fullest expression of what sin can do to people. Addictions ruin people's lives. Addictions to drugs or alcohol, pornography, gambling, etc. They ruin people's lives. And Jesus come to break those chains of addiction so people could be free to love Him and to love their neighbor. Have you ever talked to someone who was addicted to something sinful and then through the grace of God breaks free of that? Oh, it's so encouraging to hear their story and how God saved them and the freedom, that how great that freedom was and is that they experience. That's why confession is so important in the spiritual life. Every time I come to confession, those chains of sin are broken and I'm strengthened in the future to resist temptation. Jesus has come to bring glad tidings to the poor, to set the oppressed free. Number three, to bring recovery of sight to the blind. Let the blind see. Now, we know He's going to do this in a physical way during His ministry. We know that He heals several blind people. But even those physical healings are a sign of a deeper healing He wants to do. He's come not just to bring physical sight to a few people who are blind. No, He's come to bring spiritual sight so that we can see what the truth. To bring sight to the blind means that Jesus wants to proclaim the truth. He is the truth. He is truth itself. The truth about our faith. The truth about morality. He's come to shine that truth on the world. How many people are spiritually blind? Know nothing about the faith, know nothing about how to live a moral life. I was talking to a parishioner the other night, and he's like, I would love to get a copy of the catechism in every Catholic's hands and get them to read it. And I was like, amen, brother, that would be awesome. To bring sight, to bring truth to those who are blind. He's come to bring glad tidings to the poor, to set the captives free, to bring sight to the blind, and lastly, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. What does this mean? This is a reference to something from the Old Testament. In ancient Israel, every 50 years was the Jubilee year. And during the Jubilee year, all debts were canceled, washed away. If you owe somebody money and the Jubilee year came, all washed away, all gone. It was a year of tremendous mercy for all peoples. And so in Jesus saying, I've come to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord, He's saying, I've come to usher in this new Jubilee year. Not in a monetary sense, but in a spiritual sense. Because what is the greatest debt that I have? My sins. My sins weigh up a tremendous debt upon me. And Jesus has come to wash away that debt. That's what He did on the cross. You see, on the cross, Jesus paid a debt that He did not owe because I had a debt that I could not pay. Every time I come to Mass, we come to the celebration of the Jubilee year, this spiritual year where my sins, my debt is washed away in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. This is the mission statement of Jesus. What has He come to do? To bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to bring sight to the blind, and to proclaim this Jubilee year, this year acceptable to the Lord. Tonight, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for the grace that we could have the faith to truly believe in who Jesus is and what He has come to do. To believe that He has fulfilled this mission statement. And then believing that and trusting in that, let's respond in the only way that we can, with tremendous gratitude.